Welcome to our celebration for the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The readings today are all about complacency and about our focus on what is most important in life. And those readings reflect well on the mandate of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops to celebrate one Sunday each year as Catechetical Sunday, in order to remind us of the absolute necessity of catechizing ourselves, our spouses, and especially our children throughout our entire lives. There's been a lot of talk lately, at least among priests and deacons, concerning the recent survey, What Americans Know About Religion. It was published July 23rd from the Pew Research Center. It seems to provide resounding confirmation of a sad reality. 69%, that's 7 out of every 10 adult Catholics in the U.S., believe that the Eucharist is nothing but a symbol, not truly the body and soul, blood and divinity of Jesus Christ. That means that less than one-third of us believe in the real presence. It also means that if you were a representative congregation, only 1 in 3 of you seated right here this morning at Mass believes in the real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Now, of course, I don't believe for a second that you are a representative congregation in the sense of the survey. I believe that those 2 out of 3 people who don't believe that Jesus Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist aren't even here. Why would you be? If Jesus Christ isn't present in the Holy Eucharist, if this Mass is not the unbloody sacrifice of Jesus to his Father that we get to participate in, then our religion is nothing more than an elaborate play. It's a sham, and we might as well be getting free Wi-Fi and coffee at Crossroads Church or Seven Hills. What is perhaps even more disheartening is that the study found out that only half of the Catholics in the United States even know this most fundamental teaching, what the Catechism calls the source and summit of the Christian life. As priests and deacons, as preachers, we have to wonder, what are we doing wrong? What are we not saying to help everyone understand, to appreciate, to love, and to live the richness of our faith? You know, I always love visiting the children, either here at St. Joe's Academy or at CCD classes. I always ask them one question. What's the most important goal in our lives? Or what's the one thing that we have to get right if we get everything else wrong? And every child, even down to those 6-year-old first graders, enthusiastically waves their hands trying to get me to call on them, because every single one of them knows the correct answer. And that is to get to heaven. Nothing else matters. Or as Jesus puts it, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world if he loses his soul? Look at today's gospel. Jesus doesn't say that he was a bad man. All he says is that he was a rich man who lived well. But look what happened to him. He lost his focus on what was truly important in life, and it cost him for all eternity. And we can't let that happen to us. We have to recognize that goal as the only goal that we have to get right. And then we can't waste a breath in our entire day or week or month or year that doesn't contribute to that goal. Now, God gave us all the tools we need to make that happen. He gave us the sacred scriptures. He gave us his own son to teach us. He instituted a church and 7 sanctifying sacraments to nourish us and sustain us throughout our entire life to make sure we reach that goal. He gave us a priesthood with no other ambition in life than to help us to get to heaven. They don't have secular jobs. They're not married with families so that they can remain totally focused on helping us get to heaven. And here at All Saints, we have really excellent adult education programs to help us deepen our faith and move us a little closer to that one all-important goal. I'm always amazed that we can hold these adult education classes downstairs in the hall. I would expect to have to hold them up here in the church, or maybe even rent an auditorium, because so many people would come to those classes if they really believed that their most important goal in life was to get to heaven. And we have to catechize ourselves if we're going to catechize our children. By the way, did you know that the church changed the definition of marriage, or if you prefer, the sacrament of matrimony? When I was growing up, the definition was that it was a covenant by which a man and a woman established between themselves a partnership of the whole of life, and which is ordered by its nature to the good of the spouses and the procreation of children. But in that definition, parents didn't necessarily see or maybe appreciate the obvious, that the procreation of children meant that they had to raise them right. And so the church added the words "and education," so that now the phrase reads "the procreation and education of children." And no homily on Catechetical Sunday would be complete if we didn't address how we hand on our faith to our children. We don't do this for the sake of the church. We do this for the sake of our children's souls and for our own souls, because God will hold us accountable for this most important task that He has entrusted to us. Why is it most important? Well, what do you think God cares more about? Our children's bodies or their souls? All of us parents here know how hard we work, how much we sacrifice to ensure that our children have roofs over their heads and clothes on their backs and food on the table and Game Boys and Xboxes and PlayStations and cell phones in their hands. We see to it that they have a good education, and we discipline them to make sure they grow up to become good spouses and parents and good citizens. But how hard do we work to make sure that they get the formation of their faith that will sustain them and help them to make their faith grow all through their lives until they are home safely in heaven? Sure, they need to learn about math and science and history to get through life, but they have to learn about their faith to get through eternity. And so I encourage every parent in this church today to make the sacrifices necessary to allow their children to attend Catholic school. There is just no substitute for an hour a day, 5 days a week, of good old-fashioned catechism from Sister Mary Frances. Now, that being said, I know that that's just not possible for all of our children. And so the church has worked really hard, including many of our own parishioners, to develop a really excellent religious education program for our children, and especially our youth. I say especially our youth because the Catholic faith is not a simple faith. It is an adult faith, complex in nature and history, rich in its many avenues to grace. And while it is vitally important for our children to learn the essentials of our faith at an early age, it is during those teenage years that our children have reached the maturity to fully understand and appreciate that complexity and richness. I am so disappointed when our youth decide that after confirmation, they no longer need to go to classes. But the bottom line is this. No matter whether they continue religious education programs or not, the responsibility for seeing to it that our children receive a proper education in their faith lies squarely with the parents, first and foremost. This is Catechetical Sunday. It's a day when we must all take some quality time, perhaps after Mass in Blessed Sacrament Chapel before the Lord, or maybe later in the quiet of our homes, to honestly consider, to honestly judge whether we are fulfilling the mission of handing on our faith to our children, how we are living our faith and sharing our faith with every soul we are privileged to touch in life.